Hello, I'm Sam Downing from CBA Newsroom. I'm joined today by Kate Krause, who's the Executive General Manager of Everyday Banking at Commonwealth Bank. Kate, thanks for your time today.
It's a pleasure. It's lovely to be with you.
I think it's an understatement to say that digital technology is changing the way we do our lives and rapidly changing the way we do our lives. You know, our customers, they're always looking for these seamless, innovative ways to do their banking, and even more so in the last year when we've had all the impacts of coronavirus. How do you think that the pandemic has impacted the way people do their banking?
As a bank, we've invested significantly and continuously in our digital capabilities. As it's increasingly clear, this is how customers like to engage with us, even before the pandemic hit. But what I'm really proud of is that this investment gave us the tools that we could interact with our customers when they needed us most. So, for example, we sent over 730 million COVID-related messages to our customers within the app, and 400,000 of our customers took up our COVID money plan, which helped them stay on top of their finances. We have 6.3 million active app users, which is up from 5.9 million from the same time a year ago. So customers are definitely picking up the app. We've also seen a trend in how they're using the app in a more meaningful way. So what I mean by that is instead of just looking at their balances and transactions, they're actually engaging with our smart features. So in the app, we have Bill Sense, which predicts upcoming bills, and Spend Tracker that shows what you're spending your money on. And this has increased by 33% this last year. We've also seen our mobile wallet transactions increase. So if you think about how you and I are spending, we're generally tapping with our phones. And that's up 106% in December 2020 compared to a year before that. But Sam, I think one thing that's really important is that the pandemic has also highlighted how we have to support our vulnerable and non-digital customers. And that's a challenge for both us and the broader industry to ensure that these customers are not left behind as we continue to digitize.
And can you give me some examples of the ways that we're continuing to support our non-digital customers?
One of the challenges for us and the broader industry is to make sure that these customers have the same access and support as we continue to digitize. Specifically for the Commonwealth Bank, through the pandemic, we sent out debit cards to our passbook customers so they would have an electronic way to bank when they needed to isolate or be safe at home. And we continue to support customers in all the channels that they want to interact with us. We have the largest branch network filled with wonderful, friendly colleagues that talk to our customers. And we have onshore Australian call centres ready to chat to our customers from the comfort of their homes.
And do you think that looking forward, we'll continue to see a rise in the number of people who are conducting all of their banking needs online?
I think so. It's a trend that we've seen for some time if you look at how adoption has continue to increase year on year. And as we continue to digitize our services, it will be easier for customers to do 100% of their banking digitally. As technology like digital identity comes to the market and emerging technologies such as AI allow us to solve more queries via digital channels, we'll definitely see this increasing. We're also creating digital experiences that are more relevant to customers' everyday financial lives. So they're starting to look to the app for services beyond just transacting. Our app really plays an important role in their lives, and we want to continue to increase that relevance. You know, having 6.3 million customers look in their phone on the app is a really privileged position for us, and we're constantly working to make sure that we can help improve their financial well-being.
Yeah, and I think that that work in the app really pays off. It's widely considered to be the best in the industry. What sense do you get from customers about what they really like about it? What features in particular sing out?
We're so proud that the Commonwealth Bank app is consistently rated the number one banking app in Australia. Given the trend to digital banking, it's really a window into how they're interacting with us as a bank. We believe it's our user experience and the functionality that we're putting into the app that really sets us apart in the space. I think if I talk to you a couple of the tools that we've got, we're really helping them better understand their finances and take action to improve their financial well-being, which is sort of what we're here for. So if I look at features like Bill Sense and Goal Tracker, they're definitely helping customers manage their finances better. And we're helping our customers get tangible benefits through the app beyond just banking. If I talk to Benefits Finder, we're helping everyday Australians claim over $150 million in additional benefits that they're entitled to annually.
I'd like to talk more about some of those new app features, particularly the ones that we've introduced during the pandemic, specifically BillSense and the Coronavirus Money Plan. Can you kind of give me a sense of, you know, the features of each of these and what value they deliver to customers?
I sure can. So over the years, Sam, you've seen the app move from just being sort of a core transactional banking experience to something that is practically offering you ways to save money. That's an area that has resonated with customers, particularly through COVID-19, given all of the uncertainty and the need for us to help customers truly stay on top of their money. Benefits Finder really did that. And through the COVID period, we have seen an increase in its usage. So you've got a million customers taking advantage of being able to claim up to 150 million in additional benefits. If I look beyond just Benefits Finder, BillSense is another great example where we're delivering a really personalized experience to help customers improve their financial well-being. It's a next generation bill predictor that helps customers with budgeting and bill management. So every day, our BillSense algorithm processes 14 billion transactions across almost 26 million accounts, producing nearly 60 million individual predictions, helping customers avoid that horrible moment of bill shock. And then if you think about the Coronavirus Money Plan, it gives customers access to money management tools, which allows them to create actions and tasks that are specific to their circumstances and the level of impact that they're experiencing during this challenging time. And 400,000 of our customers have taken up that feature to help them stay on top of managing their finances.
And something that we hear a lot about from the app is that it offers customers this hyper-personalized experience. And I want to get a sense from you of what is hyper-personalization and what it means to our customers.
Personalized service is something that I think all companies strive for, Sam. And you really love it, that moment when you get something that feels that it's just unique and special for you when that offer comes through. It's generally been unviable for banking to deliver this at scale. But by combining the technology capabilities that we have and our understanding of our customers, we're able to genuinely offer meaningful and helpful interactions to our customers at scale and through the app. So hyper-personalization is where we are creating experiences that are just for our customers, specific to their needs and what they want at that particular point. And it ensures that they have an enjoyable interaction with us. It's also how we compete. By truly understanding our customers, we can find and in the future even create products that suit their individual goals and circumstances. If I think of a specific example for you, CommBank Rewards, which is a feature that we introduced over a year ago, offers customers personalized cashback rewards based on where they've shopped before and similar places that we think they really might like.
Kate, it's been great to chat to you today. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Sam.